Every good drama
needs a theme song. In the liturgy today, the Lord gives us a line from sacred scripture that summarizes the life of the priest, summarizes the mission of the church. We see in symbols in the Gospel of John the life of the church made clear for us. But there are seven disciples that are called. Seven, the fullness of the covenant. And yet these seven are called to be in one boat, and it's the boat of Peter. And Peter is the head fisherman of the boat, yet he's assisted by the apostle whom Jesus loved. So love is always to inspire the mission of Peter, who is the head of the boat of the church. And yet Peter is not the head of the church alone. For what the gospel reveals to us today is that the Lord himself continues to direct the fishermen. And as long as the Lord directs the boat and directs the fishing of the church, the catch will be bountiful. 153 fish. 153 symbolizes the number of species of fish that were thought to exist at the time of our Lord. It's a sign of the universality of the gospel itself. And there's to be a net that brings in all of creation that does not tear. So what's the theme song of the drama of these seven who are in the bark of Peter that are called to go out to all the world, to bring all the world into communion with Christ? His mercy endures forever. This is the life and the mission of the priest. The priest is consecrated to God so that there is a song that never ceases in creation, so that there are words that are pronounced that never cease to be given to every soul and any soul who wants to be reconciled with God. It's the definitive mark in history that John Paul will say is the divine mercy. And the divine mercy is made incarnate in the priest. Jesus was crucified not because he performed great signs. Jesus was crucified not because he had great teachings. He was crucified because he forgave sins. And only God can forgive sins. And therefore he had made himself God. And the life and the mission of the church, the Lord himself has handed on his own authority to his priests, so that the words and mighty deeds of the Lord might continue. So that we all become disciples of his mercy. So that some are set apart, whose words lift the sinner from the shackles of sin to come back to the bark of Peter and the net that isn't broken, to know that his mercy endures forever. There's a great song. It's Psalm 136, and it goes through all of salvation history. And it begins with, "Blessed be the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. Blessed be God who created the heavens and earth and the earth, for his mercy endures forever. Blessed be the Lord who took us out of Egypt with a strong right hand, for his mercy endures forever." And the church gives us this song, my sisters and brothers, so that we begin to insert our own verses. So we can say, "Blessed be the Lord of lords," when I was a salesman in Atlanta and I was bored to tears. Somehow he stirred something in my heart to come to the priesthood, for his mercy endures forever. Blessed be the Lord the night when I thought my life could not be reconciled with God, and he put a priest in my path to give me the forgiveness of my sins, for his mercy endures forever. Blessed be the Lord who has called us here on pilgrimage to receive him, to walk in communion with the saints, so that we could be disciples of his love. For his mercy endures forever. This is the great theme song of the church. This is the great drama of love. His mercy endures forever.